Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul. Allow me to introduce you to my co-host, Pink Hair, Fatty, and Dildo Merchant.
Thank you for...
Say hello.
I wish we could all harmonize our hellos.
Hello.
I realize...
Hello.
Hello.
That's actually, I wouldn't expect it to go any other way. I just realized that we all now have day jobs that kind of reflect our whole shticks. Jeremy's in mental health. Kyle is in food. Tabitha is a sex merchant. And I do reliable delivery.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Reliable is definitely what we think of when we think of Chris Paul.
Oh, man, fuck you.
You need a dick, but a fake dick from Tabitha's store with a button that you press to make it come.
Yeah.
Got one of those in my butt.
Well, that sounds nice.
It's true. We all do, guys. What? All the men.
Man, if I had something in my butt, I wouldn't be podcasting.
Besides cancer. Probably Jerry is 40. You're 40. Are you going to get your button checked?
I get checked all the time, so I'm not worried about it.
No. I mean, besides Dr. Nick Urich with Dr. in air quotes.
No, Jeremy, you're going to feel a little pressure.
Jeremy, I've checked your prostate 4 times this month. You haven't developed cancer in the last 2 weeks.
Jeremy, you don't
How's
know
his
that.
Knee looking?
Fine.
Yeah, it's healing up nice. It's actually healing up pretty nice.
Is it going to have a cool scar?
It's not cool.
I think the best scars are when there's a still, like, when the stitches also leave a mark.
Yeah, those are cool looking.
Yeah.
I agree.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if anybody knows all about how sexy scars are, it's Chris Paul.
That's right. I don't know what that means.
It means that occasionally you'll pick up a hobo covered in scars and you'll find the sexiest scar to focus on while you're blowing him.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually
the one from the hernia operation.
You're gay for dirty hobo scars, dude.
He's not just gay for that.
So among many things.
So many other things he's so gay for.
He's bisexual.
So many things. Like poetry. I just found this. I got a poem I want to read you guys, and I want you guys to guess who wrote it.
Oh boy.
Okay. Does that sound fun?
No, but you're gonna
like
do it anyway.
Games. We've never played games on here before.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Late last night, in the dark of my bedroom, the world asleep and silent, alone with my thoughts. I could not quell this rising feeling, a spark of angst, a glimpse of nothingness, the existential void. I couldn't shake it off. I got up, turned on the bathroom light, caught my face in the mirror and felt overwhelming terror. I began to punch the image before me, bloodied fist, tears streaming down my face, the neighbor banging on the wall, begging me to shut up.
Chris Klim.
Nope. Do we get any other guesses?
I didn't think it was really Chris, by the way.
I didn't assume he did.
I'm going to assume 15-year-old Chris Paw.
Nope. Give me as many guesses as you want. Rapid fire. Never going to get
daughter.
It.
Your daughter.
Nope.
Hitler.
Your
sister. Nope.
Joe Biden.
You're getting in the arena.
Kamala Harris.
No.
It wasn't Kamala.
It was not Kamala Ding Dong.
Was that Baron Trump? Is it Baron Trump?
Very close.
Baron. That's what he's going to be called when he's the emperor.
Baron von Baron.
Was it Ivanka?
It's no, it was Donald Jr. Donald Trump Jr. wrote that American Psycho inspired poem and posted it to Twitter after explaining that for reasons he's not getting into on Twitter, he had to take some anger management classes and they made them learn to write poetry.
Hmm.
My guess is that he beat the fuck out of some poor hooker and had to go to class.
My guess is there is a reason that his wife divorced him.
Yeah, I don't think it was like a hooker, because like they would have been like, you're dead, go away. Like, a hooker wasn't going to do it. It might have been his wife.
Yeah.
You got to go to anger management in that family? Jesus Christ. They're telling you to settle down.
Yeah. When the Trumps are like, you seem a little angry today.
Everything cool?
Yeah. No, I woke up and saw myself in the mirror and beat it. I beat the mirror.
I mean, when I see his dopey face, I want to punch it too, so I get it.
No, yeah, it sounds like he had a moment of clarity, if anything. Just realized that he looks like Buzz from Home Alone.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Woof.
Yeah, I don't think, like, Donald trusts him. Like, I think it's like, you know, like, the Godfather. Like, I think he's putting all of his weight into Baron. I think Baron's going to be
the
father proud.
You think Donald Jr. is like the Fredo?
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly what I'm getting at.
He's in the mirror yelling, I'm smart. I know things. You're my little brother and you're taking care of me?
Nah, he might be the one. Donald Jr. might be the one that's running the whole QAnon thing.
I was just reading.
He's definitely the one keeping tabs on it.
I think there's like a couple of YouTube dummies that are apparently making a lot of money off. They've made it their job to live stream decoding Q, like Q's clues. Is what they call it. Q's clues.
That's
right. They're all looking at 4chan. We are looking for Q's clues. We are looking for Q's clues. Who's really a pedophile? We'll just keep saying it's Biden. That's what they're doing.
I had somebody tell me it was the Catholic Church the other day, and I was like, I gotta leave, but whatever.
I gotta leave.
The Catholic Church is not now, nor has it ever been, in the business of outing pedophiles. It's insanity. I think Roger Stone probably knows.
Sure, know sure. There's plenty of people that know what's going on.
Yeah. Do you guys We've all seen them. The video clips of Joe Biden petting kids on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys?
Yeah, smelling their hair and stuff. Yeah.
Do you guys think that is? Do you think he's hard when he's doing that, or do you think he's just a clueless, old, boundaryless dummy that likes the smell of VO5?
No, he's definitely creepy, but, you know, he might not be hard. He's very old.
This is very true. Also, he could be, like, storing it for later, you know? He's in public. He can't really be hard right now.
Yeah, he's just, like, getting those smells, and then he's just going to go back and take a pill.
I think he's like that, you know, everybody had an aunt when they were kids that, like, pinched their cheeks and, like, kissed too much. I think that Joe Biden is like that. I think if he were an elderly Italian woman, he would just be a cheek pincher.
So you don't think he's, like, any creepy at all? Like, you know, you're just like, yeah, he's just an old guy that likes kids.
I think he's, like, I think he's weird. And doesn't have appropriate boundaries. I don't think it's sexual, though.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not living in his head, so I don't know where he's at.
And I don't think it's enough to just call him a pedophile willy nilly.
Well, that's how the Trumps win again. So I mean, like, of course you're gonna call him a pedophile.
Yeah, but it's just weird because. I don't know. There's very, I mean, that, I don't think it qualifies him as a pedophile, but that's like the number one reason people are giving that, like, these fucking politicians are all the same. They're all kid fuckers. I mean, most of them are, but.
Not Joe Biden, though. What, you give him a pass? All of a sudden, he's one of the good politicians?
No, I don't think he's a good politician. I just don't think he fucks children.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if any of them do, or if all of them do. At this point, I don't even... Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit anymore?
I feel the fucking same.
November, I mean, Thanksgiving is going to be weird no matter what happens. So...
There's not going to be a Thanksgiving. They need to just hurry up and make prep, but for coronavirus. All right, well, what else is going on?
Does prep actually work, or is it like one of those, like, vaccine theater things?
I don't know, but I've seen it, like, I've even seen commercials for PrEP, like, at gas station pumps, which seems like, it seems like a lot to do for something that doesn't really work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I'm just wondering if it's worth the money to bang whores unprotected.
Always. I think that goes without saying. Prep or no prep. Prep, no prep. That should be a game show. I don't know, man. Take some and go fuck a bunch of AIDS patients and come back and report to the podcast.
The investigative journalism ad hom promises.
Yeah, Jerry on the spot.
Did he take real prep, or was it just a placebo?
Well, wouldn't that be a good prank? Switch somebody's prep for pop candy or something. Sweet tart.
They thought they were taking prep, but this is really just a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Let's watch if they get AIDS. Gotcha.
Any of you ever had bleedy dick?
Excuse me? What?
Bleedy dick.
I think you need to be a little more elaborate, maybe, what's the medical term for bleedy dick? Can you explain how it happens?
Coming out of your dick.
I can't say I've ever had that happen.
Yeah, but you could have had bleedy dick, Tabitha.
A little bit, one time after I had a catheter in.
Yeah, that makes sense, I feel.
I had bleedy dick for days.
When did you
ever had bleedy dick,
Jeremy?
Well, there was a few months ago where I was jacking off, and all of a sudden I was cleaning up. I was like, there's blood in this. Why is there blood in this?
No.
Well, was it from coming from the inside, or was it exterior? Like, you know, it was you scraped your knee.
After thorough research, I believe I may have been a little too hard on myself and like got something up my nail.
Chris, I've never heard you even laugh like that. You look so nuts.
It's funny because he was just completely asexual for so long, and then one med switch, and his dick's bleeding.
Med switch.
Just switch up meds.
Shit.
He's a fucking lonely Hugh Hefner all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I bet I've had bleedy dick as a young, you know, like as 11 or a 12-year-old, but not in recent time. But yeah, I've had real, it now that you say it.
Like a real medical problem, like your balls filled with blood and then...
Yeah, I thought you were coming blood. Is what I thought you were getting at.
You just did it too much.
I thought I was coming blood until I did more research.
Oh, shit. Tabitha, these are things you need to know about now.
My first day on the job, someone's going to come in and be like, yeah, so what do you recommend for bleedy dick? And I'm like, while I just discussed this with multiple people, I don't think I know what tools here.
You're like, why don't you just ask your doctor about switching your meds? I don't think that's something we sell here.
Yeah. Hi, ma'am. I'm looking for a lube that will not allow me to get bleedy dick.
Oh, we've got that right over here.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll take two.
Comes back the next day. I need more. We've got you.
You told me that this lube would give me bleedy dick. Well, I went home.
I went home and used all of it, and my dick is bleeding more than it ever has.
I need to speak to a manager.
All right. I'll go get him. But, sir, I think you just need to not be so hard on yourself.
What are you saying to me? You're going to stand there and tell me not to be so hard on myself, and I gotta wear a mask in this place?
Freedom!
You should go to Ambience or whatever store now and shop for dildos, because nobody can see the dopey big smile on your face as you look at it.
Yes, I can finally buy them in public. It'd be funny if I were trying to hide it before.
What's the company? So I'll just say, like, there was a kid in middle school, and his mom had what I referred to as a dildo party. We had a basketball game, and I heard her mom inviting my mom and like all the other moms in the stands, because I was on the bench. And True Romance, is that what they is that the
Pure Romance?
Yeah,
yeah. So his mom, we were like sixth grade.
Kyle, may I take a moment and describe to you what your mother and the other mothers did to themselves at the party?
Well, my mom did not go, apparently. Apparently. Oh,
she had a private dildo party.
Yeah. Well, my mom told us in the car. They said, "Well, you're going to a party at the Blanchard's house," and then my mom goes, "No, she's having a dildo party." And like, my mom just thought she was being funny to me, but it ruined that kid's life. Like, because I went to school the next day and was like, "His mom's selling dildos, having a dildo party," and it just completely ruined his life.
I imagine it like the seeded fried green tomatoes when they have them all get out a mirror and look at their own vaginas in the... Isn't that in that movie?
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I just remember, doesn't somebody get hit by a train?
Yeah. Yeah, that does happen.
My one buddy, his mom, she gave him a gift because she was the librarian. And she gave her a penis eraser. His mom would use it at the school, but like discreetly. We found it in her desk one day. She just had a penis eraser at a Catholic school. It was pretty funny. Sorry. Do you have any penis erasers, Tabitha? Do you guys sell? Do you have a back to school sale?
I don't know. I haven't been in the shop yet, but I did see like in the pictures online, just like a bunch of those fish bowls at like gas stations with like novelty stuff in it. So I'm very excited to
fuck yeah,
to see what kind of cool stuff they have.
Fuck yeah, novelty dicks.
I want a Fukuoku.
A what?
A what?
A Fukuoku. Did you ever see those on late night TV?
I don't think.
It sounds like it's a the pocket pussy, but Native American.
What it is it's a vibrator that you put on your finger.
Okay. I've seen them, but I did not know the proper term.
I see.
Well, they used to sell them on late night TV as a stress reliever, and you see all these women rubbing their temples and stuff. I'm like, that's not what I'm using this for.
This is not what anyone used them for. It's like the back massager. Yeah, right. No one who can even reach their own back. This is a line of bullshit, is what that is.
I would use it.
On a delay, or did you guys all just agree not to react to anything? Okay. Jesus.
You're being punished for missing last week.
I was going to say, remember last week, guys? It was just the three of us, and we had so much fun.
We had a food debate.
And now we're just dunking on Chris. He's like, let's talk about pedophiles. And we're like, no.
All right.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, I brought up everything that's actually happening in the world. Sorry. Did y'all see Dan Harmon fuck that baby doll?
I did.
Is this recent or is this something that happened a few years ago?
So the sketch is from 2007 and it's a parody of Dexter where he's a baby fucker. But the idea of the sketch is like people like Breaking Bad was on at the time, and then Dexter, you know, they're rooting for a serial killer. So the premise is like, well, what's Dex rooting for, a baby fucker? But would you say it's like 30 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds straight where he actually like bare-assed leans over a baby doll and humps it, and that's almost the whole sketch.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Which arguably wouldn't be funny, but the baby is crying in rhythm, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, that was gonna be my question. Was it funny?
So the sketch posted at the time, like in 2007, and then he decided to take it down like the same day. But you know, as the internet works, people had gotten a hold of it already, and it's like circulated off and on over the years. And so, like, every once in a while, he has to apologize for it again. But this time, I guess, in December, a bunch of 4chan trolls brought it back. And kind of how they did with James Gunn, made, like, a huge deal out of this old shit. And, you know, canceled Dan Harmon, fuck Rick and Morty, et cetera, et cetera. And he ended, like, he canceled his own podcast. Like, they quit doing it at the time. And then I guess this past week, some 4chan people started up again. Only this time now it's like they're saying, well, this is proof that he's one of these Hollywood pedophiles and shit. So it's like part of the QAnon thing. And but every time they do it, they get like dumb liberals also like all wound up, and you know, whatever he's working on at the time is like hashtag cancel, you know, whatever show he's on, cancel Community, cancel Rick and Morty, just whatever he's doing. So that's the that's what happened there. That's the thing with that. I did see a tweet. I think it was Michael Ian Black. Like, the guy, I forget the guy's name, but, like, the main kind of the ringleader of the 4chan canceled Dan Harmon crew is a guy that was actually convicted of a real rape in 2003. Is now the one that's like, hey, everybody, look how politically incorrect this is. So, Michael Ian Black tweeted at the guy with a link to his rape file with whatever county it was. Was like, hey, I think it's really fucked up for you, of all people, to be upset about this. So, that's the whole thing. My opinion is Dan Harmon owes us no apology. He owes no one anything. Except for season 5 of Rick and Morty. That's my hot take. Also, I really do think it, the baby crying in rhythm is, if the sketch overall were more funny, that would be a very funny detail. Oh, okay.
I was waiting to make sure you were done. We were waiting to make sure you were done.
Yeah, I love how Chris stops talking. We don't all immediately go, yes, green. He's like, wow, okay. I see how it is about the baby fucking.
Oh, come on, there's four of us. I just said it was pretty. It would be funny. At least make noise of some, even if it's disapproval, just so it's not lingering.
I know that's right.
It's fucking funny as fuck when people fuck babies. Oh.
Yeah, add them to the pile of pedophiles.
The pedo pile.
Whatever.
Pedo pile.
No, yeah, I'm not exactly like over the moon about like the sketch or the idea, but it's like you can be you can like think that a joke's not a good joke, but like while also not being like, this is proof that someone is a pedophile. It's like if you took everything that I've ever done like on camera for a sketch is like, this is proof that this is how this person is, I would be like a whole bunch of things that I most definitely am not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy. It's just as ludicrous as like taking the show, the actual show Dexter, and being like, this is proof that he's a serial murderer in real life. This is dumb. And it,
he's not though.
No, I mean, he might be. I don't know. I can't verify one way or the other.
That would be tight. Yeah. That would be tight.
It would be a good cover.
Remember what? That guy from Seventh Heaven was a pedophile.
That's true.
He was a preacher. So I was like, damn. Art comes to real life.
You know what would be great is if Robert Englund was actually a child murderer in real life.
Sir,
they should make that movie. Break that fourth wall.
Oh, you wild for this one, Chris.
That's much better. Bam, bam, bam.
Damn!
Bam, bam! You don't think he fucked up kids? Bam, bam, bam!
I just assume if you make over, I don't know, I'll say $750,000 a year, you're a pedophile. Or if you make under $20,000 a year, you're a pedophile. At this point, like, you're going to say he's a pedophile? Well, we might as well just say he might as well do it because everybody's going to believe it. I wish I was better at computers. I'd put on some people I don't like on those Epstein flight logs, make a couple memes and just put it out there.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about, like, Tom Hanks is on that list. I don't think everybody in that black book is necessarily guilty of something.
I'm just struggling because by Kyle's income standards, I think I might be a pedophile.
Well, you know, COVID, I'm not counting that, you know.
I'll make that money.
Well, then, I mean, quit having sex with kids and you can move up a tax bracket. I don't know. It's poor That's people and very rich people. There's nobody in Brexville that's a pedophile. Well, probably, but
I don't know. Man,
that's too nice of a name.
I would argue that there's
West Park.
There's probably a good deal of middle class pedophiles.
Yeah, there's pedophiles everywhere.
Sure.
Just out there making an honest living and being pedophiles.
I would like to just be able to add to that because it would be like, dude, did you see our eighth grade teacher, Mr. Huffman, is on the Epstein flight log? Just pass that one around.
Yeah. Just make a fake, like, school newspaper with all your teachers and the Epstein books.
It would be grand for just putting people you don't like on there as pedophiles. But then they'd probably turn around and do it to me, too. So we would all just literally everybody would be pedophiles.
Pedo world. So there was – I'm trying to think of how to explain this because this guy's dead. So it's a job I worked at years and years ago in an office setting. A coworker and I found some very questionable porn on another coworker's computer. And the coworker's name was Pete. So we made a folder and put all the very questionable porn in one file and called it a Pete-o-file. Just named it that.
Pretty good,
Chris. And he deleted it. He would delete it, and then we just kept putting it back and moving all of his weird porn to one.
So instead of not looking at weird porn on that computer, he would just delete your file and then continue to keep looking at the weird porn.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, no. Good.
Yep. I mean, in hindsight, I probably should have reported him. But he ended up putting a pizza in the oven and then falling asleep and dying from smoke inhalation. So,
holy shit. For him.
Yeah. When you say weird porn,
I mean the borderline, like, barely legal, but, like, maybe not legal.
Ugh.
Yeah. He also notoriously would take like a 6-week vacation to what's that fucking
Thailand?
Thailand, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, that changes it then. You don't.
Yeah.
That definitely wasn't legal porn.
Yeah, I saw Dateline NBC back in the '90s about guys that would take trips to Thailand and. He was a pedophile.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I feel like you were really burying the lead by really dragging your feet on that 6-week Thailand vacation.
You can do that once and go to Thailand on vacation.
Yeah,
once,
I mean,
but you don't I go back like, every year
or something. You know,
it's not I would like Disney. To be
not alone.
I would like to see Thailand once, but yeah, it was like an annual thing.
Can I ask you a question and not come off as a dick?
What's that?
Was it like a really good job or was it like, I don't know, like a gas station? Was he going to Thailand and working at a gas station? Because then he definitely was a pedophile if he was saving all of his money to go to Thailand for 6 weeks while making hot dogs.
No, it was, he made pretty good money there.
Okay. That's what I was curious.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, it was a trip he could easily afford.
Okay.
So, also, I think Jamaica was, like, on the thing, too. Like, that was one of the trips he would take. Which I guess also is possibly that. Oddly enough, I guess not oddly enough, fittingly enough, I've been watching a lot of To Catch a Predator on YouTube.
Jesus.
What?
What are you doing? You're just going down the pedo tunnel. And like
people burn and lives ruined over it.
You can get Chris Hansen. So he went completely bankrupt, apparently, and you can pay Chris Hansen $50 to make a video calling out your friend on Cameo. $50, you can get somebody to make a Chris Hansen video. I thought that was pretty funny.
Like he does Cameo?
He'd be like, yeah, come here, Jeremy. Sit down for a minute. Yeah.
Have a seat.
Yeah, have a seat here.
No, there was one guy that he pulled in that he had a lisp, and when he realized it was Chris Hansen, he goes, "Oh quap."
That's good. That's pretty good.
It was very funny.
Yeah, man, you gotta disconnect from that for a little bit. You're gonna go crazier.
Well, look, it's kind of in the zeitgeist right now with all the conspiracy theories and everybody's. Making it like Joe Biden and is one and stuff.
Go get some ice cream.
Yeah, like
no, you know
the zeitgeist doesn't mean that.
I'm just telling you, man. Get out of the hole. I was in it. I've done it. You just gotta just like there. What are you gonna do? What is you worried about these pedophiles? I mean.
No, I mean,
drive yourself mad.
I also listened to a lot of horror movie podcasts this week. It was not like the only thing only media content I'm consuming right now.
Okay, just making sure.
By association of conversation, I just kept thinking of other things. What have you guys been up to?
I think Jeremy's been up to napping.
Oh, that's pretty much all I've done is nap and stare at the wall.
Yeah, well, maybe you should watch them to catch a predator on YouTube. Stimulate your brain.
No, thanks. I've dealt with pederasty on a much more personal level than the rest of you, so I'll pass.
Fair. Fair.
Happy birthday, Jeremy. Did we mention that Jeremy's 40, fresh 40? On the, were we recording it?
I don't remember, but yeah.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Not to shit on you, but Nick Yerk stabbed himself.
I listened to it.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I heard it.
Jeremy did an outstanding Chris impersonation.
Oh, did he?
I forgot about, and then I turned on the episode and it was like, hello, America.
Yeah.
It was good. We did the whole thing.
Do it now.
Don't tell me what to do.
Fight.
Yeah. Saucy sheer.
Yeah.
It's very, very stirred now that you're an older gentleman.
Yeah, I'm an older gentleman, and as such, I have older gentleman needs. Excuse me.
Yes. Needs like a Band-Aid for your dick. Got some dick bandages. What is he holding up?
I don't know. Oh, no, that was his headphones. I think he's going to probably go shit.
Where's he going?
I'm assuming the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he left the phone out because we probably could smell him through the Zoom meeting if he took it with him.
What if he's got his camera like on his phone, like pointing up towards the ceiling, just for the people listening? What if he just, as we're watching it and trying to talk, he just started leaping over the top of it nude? Like, it's just back and forth.
That would be great. I mean, as much as I don't want to see it, I want to see it, you know?
Exactly. And then we would be tasked with describing it to listeners at home.
Like a ballet leap over the top of the camera.
Imagine if Jeremy did that and he was just like 10 times more graceful than we expected. Yeah. No. It's like really put together and like really poised. Like he's like pointing his toes and everything.
Yeah, yeah. He's got moves like Jagger and shit.
I do not want to see Jeremy naked.
No one does, but you know it's going to happen.
Jeremy doesn't want to see Jeremy naked.
No.
It just seems like one of those inevitable things, though. Like, there's eventually a Sad Boy sketch is going to be like 90% just Jeremy being naked.
He's been naked in a few sketches. Or like implied naked.
Yeah.
Chris Clem, weigh in. Do you want to see Jeremy naked? Let us know. Sound off in the comments. Smash that like and subscribe.
CJ, what do you think?
CJ, do you want to see Jeremy naked?
That's what I did. We talk about the. I'm supposed to just call Chris Clem CJ
from now on. Yeah, like, dude. Yeah, his body, his choice, bro.
Hollywood Clem. His name. Hollywood CJ.
Yeah, dude. It's hot Clem.
He's got his Zubas on, and he's ready to party.
Well. Look who's going by initials.
I don't think I can do it because my middle name is E-K-E. Han Horse, it's stupid.
Yeah, mine's also E. It would be, yeah, I can't be CE.
No, I don't know. You could be CE Paw. I mean, that sounds like an author.
E Paw. I like that. Yeah, for like, that could definitely be like a writer's name.
Yeah, that's not bad. It sounds like a character John Lithgow would play. CE Paw.
I don't want to be like, I don't blame. Like, going by initials is cool if you can pull it off.
My mom just doesn't have a real name.
PM Jones, but like, that's just. Yeah.
Are you a Tabitha check Marie? Out,
yeah. Tabitha Marie.
TM.
How lazy were our parents where every girl's middle name is Marie within like a 15-year period?
Literally every girl, like basically every girl in my family of all my cousins either has the middle name Marie, except for the like really trashy ones and like the one whose first name is Murray.
Wasn't that the Joker thing in Goodfellas? Is like, they were all named Marie. It's like 14 of them, and they were all named Marie.
They have bad skin.
I've never seen Goodfellas.
What?
I know. That's the reaction everyone has.
You gotta get on that.
That's worth watching. If you like The Sopranos, you'll love Goodfellas.
I gotta get on it.
Did you finish it yet?
I haven't. I got to now. I have to. I've got like a limited amount of time before I'm working again. So
thank God we can do that.
Twisting Arms.
Ad Hominem Attack Show Patreon exclusive. Kyle and Tabitha talk Sopranos.
Talking Sopranos. Because Stephen Shripa and Michael Imperioli have a podcast that's Talking Sopranos with the two of them.
Yeah, we could do Talking Sopranos, Talking Sopranos. Talking Sopranos. We could listen to it.
Yes. I'd go for it. Michael Imperioli. Christopher from The Sopranos is one of my favorite social media presences. His Instagram is great. He's either just like talking about how he's like super into meditation now and like goes on these Buddhist retreats, or just being like, my Bloody Valentine is the best shoegaze band of all time.
Y'all should check out Perry Mason. The new HBO version.
Oh yeah,
good. Yeah, it's very good. Perry Mason.
That's the fat guy with the outline, right?
That would be Hitchcock.
What is Perry Mason?
It was like a lawyer show.
Yeah.
It was like Murder, She Wrote, but a dude and not a writer.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Basically, murder mystery is what I'm trying to say. It was like that. I forget when the original one was on, 30s or 40s or some shit. The new one's pretty good, though.
I'll have to check it out. So that was how Alfred Hitchcock did the outline of his fat body.
That's pretty
bold, dude. Like, that's how good he was. I mean, he'd put that out there and still get, you know, he'd still be getting it. You know what I mean? He'd be like, yeah, look at me. You still want a bone. This is the outline of my body.
I think that was like the intro for like movies he had written and directed.
Yeah. I just remember it as a kid. And that's what, like, I remember we used to watch like Hitchcock movies. We'd watch, you know, Perry Mason. Like, I've seen all these old shows, but it all runs together. I'm not a big horror guy. So Jeremy, take your clothes off. Take your clothes off and jump over the camera, please.
That's mainly what we talked about while you were gone, was the possibility of you, while your camera was just recording the ceiling, that just out of nowhere, you would begin leaping gracefully, completely nude over the phone.
Yeah, I think it would be called a pirouette. Is that the right word? No, the
pirouette's when you turn.
Yeah, okay. But
like a graceful ballerina's.
Yeah.
How long have you been thinking about this possibility?
So, just when you laid your phone down with it pointing at the ceiling.
He came up with it really fast.
I forgot about it already until you came back. And I was like, oh, that was the thing 3 minutes ago.
Then we started talking about that, guys.
Don't get your dick all bloody about it. It's not that big a deal.
Well, all right.
Did you guys see the newest Halloween movie? The one that came out two years ago? Yeah, the David Gordon Green and Danny McBride one.
Yeah.
It's like
a direct sequel to the original, right?
Yes. Yes.
Skipping everything else.
I've been heavily recommending it to everyone that I've talked to.
Yeah, it's
very taken with it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I just am obsessed with McBride as a writer, and it's really fun to watch in a movie that's not like kind of his normal tone to like
hear a
line and be like, that's a Danny McBride line. Like, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pick up on stuff. Like, even though it's not necessarily funny, it's, yeah.
The tone is 100.
So they're supposed to do another one soon.
It was supposed to come out this year, but they just released the teaser trailer, and announced that they were pushing it back until next Halloween.
It's called Halloween Kills this time, right?
Yeah. And then there's supposed to be a third one, which is, I think, Halloween Ends after that.
That makes sense.
I'm excited for it. It's a good new arc, I feel like.
Yeah. Halloween is a mess because the sequels are like some of them count and other ones count with other ones, and it's weird. The third one has absolutely nothing to do with Michael Myers or any of it. Of the original ones.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a fucking beast in it.
Mm-hmm.
All that Activia.
It's exactly what it is.
No one can tell me different.
Jamie, are you okay?
I just feel like trash. Don't worry about it.
I think this should be a weekly feature is just the podcast. We just check in to make sure you're okay.
Well, his dick's bloody.
I missed work this week, and I'm sick all the time. Yay. I'm okay.
Sorry, Jerry.
I'll get over it. I'm just glad I got sleep last night because I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Fuck.
What's keeping you up?
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Right. I just didn't get the full 3 days of crazy, so that's why I'm glad. Because once it goes 3 days, then I can go one or two ways.
Well, now I feel bad for all of this.
Good. That was the point.
So yeah, if Jeremy and Kyle haven't seen that new Halloween, I definitely I would definitely be into, you know, if you guys watched it, we could talk about it either on or off the podcast, you know. But yeah, that
Oh, you wild for that one, Tabitha.
I wish that someone would do a new Elm Street series that was as good as what Danny McBride and them are doing with Halloween.
That'd be sick. I do definitely feel like a lot of the classic horror really deserves like a closer, a more loving hand applied to it, you know? You know it's going to make money, so it's so easy to do a cash grab with it. But seeing what, like, David Gordon Green and Danny McBride are doing with it, it's like, oh, wow, it's possible.
The yeah, the Platinum Dunes, like, like Friday the 13th remake was fucking trash.
Yeah.
But it was also basically, like, a long episode of Supernatural. Because it's fucking one of those two guys. It's one of those guys basically fighting Jason Voorhees. I think Jackie Earle Haley was a good Freddy, but the movie was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't think I actually saw it, but everything that I heard was just like, no, it's not good.
I think it's worth watching it for his performance as Freddy, but it's a pretty neutral, like, if you've seen the original, like, you've seen everything they're going to do in it.
Yeah.
Damn, Chris,
you flamed that man.
Is that how we're going to just fill the dead air now?
Just like, wow, you crazy.
What did I do? What happened?
Nothing, son.
Just like you gave an opinion, and we were all like, instead of just being like, "Oh yeah, yeah," we were just like hyping you up heavily.
Have you guys heard people say, "I stan pineapple on pizza," or "I stan this," or "I stan that"? Have you heard that's a new term?
That's
fucking stupid.
But it's not new at all. That comes from the Eminem song.
But people haven't been saying that until COVID. It's been
no.
That's, you've been saying you stan stuff since the 90s. Fuck out of here.
At least the last 10 years.
People haven't been saying like I'm a stan for it, have they?
Yeah.
It's
really big. Okay.
So I didn't know that that was
because I never
I didn't know it was from the Eminem song.
I knew it was from the Eminem song. That's somebody explained it to me, but I thought this was like some new slang.
So it might have gotten more like, I feel like, I don't know, because it's so hard to like really like dissect where like the internet ends and begins anymore of like internet culture. You know, so I feel like it might have maybe breached into, like, outside of, like, fandom internet and stuff.
Fair. Like, it's to, like, fucking basic bitches on Instagram.
Yeah, so, like, it was being used on, like, Tumblr or, like, Instagram or Twitter and stuff like that. Now it's
just... It's mainstream now.
It's more universal now. It's more widely.
I still think it's fucking stupid. But yeah, that's a new thing that I just found out about.
New segment I want. Kyle just stating a new thing that he does not like. New thing I think is fucking trash.
I'd be here for. We're making segments now. We got me and then we got Jeremy. Are you okay, Jeremy? Mock Chris.
A little more motivation, I would come up with a whole jingle for checking in with Jeremy.
Checking in with Jeremy. Kyle's new thing.
What are you gonna do?
And mine's gonna be I'll have my soft movie recommendation where I just tell all the things I like about the movie and then I'm like, but yeah, if you guys wanna watch it, that'd be cool too.
It wouldn't be a waste of your time or whatever.
It wouldn't be a waste of your time. We can talk about it, you know. Maybe not, like, on the episode. Maybe you could just, like, send me a text and be like, yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, you can do whatever.
That's sweet. Well, now that there's never going to be comedy again, we've strayed so far away from roast battle content. You know, maybe we do need segments on this show.
True.
It wouldn't be the
worst. We had a good run with the roast stuff, and then it happened. I mean, there's shows out there. I mean, like, comedy's still happening, not in the capacity it was, but people are doing outside shows and they're drawing.
Yeah. I think another word for drawing is super spreading. Could be.
Nah.
I don't know. Do you guys think should we approach should we get bubbles? Roast bubbles?
Put roast battlers in a bubble?
Maybe a bunch of plastic shower curtains. Hang them up all over the place. Get people to insult each other from behind a shower curtain.
No, we just need to find a field big enough where we can just position everyone a good 10 feet away from each other. And then
just outdoor roasts.
Yeah, we'll just in a big old field somewhere. We'll just get some megaphones. And,
No, you're gay!
No, you're gay! It's like feedback. That's my dream, honestly.
We could just do it. We could go to, I don't know, like Broadway in Cleveland. One roaster can stand on one corner and the other one can stand on the other one. We get megaphones and they can just yell insults back and forth. We'll naturally draw a crowd.
It's not a bad plan. Yeah, I don't know, man. Men, women, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Looks like the world's over. The world of roasts battling.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like, I mean, I'm aware that that's been the general feeling, but that kind of came out of left field. You're just, you know, talking about.
I'm just babbling. That's not an official announcement of anything. Just filling dead air.
All right, I'm running low, so we gotta wrap up.
All right.
On the bat threes.
We're not a juice.
Juice, the juice.
Come on, juice. Yeah.
That'll do.